Well, welcome, dear ones, to our main church service on this wonderful and beautiful Sabbath day, the 24th of June, 2017. Welcome also to those on the phone that are listening, also to those listening to the recording at a later time, and those that have tuned in to WLMR Radio, and we appreciate you all choosing to join with us in worshiping our God in spirit and in truth. Our opening song for today's service is titled Whiter Than Snow. Lord Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. I want thee for take down every idol, cast out every foe. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.
Lord Jesus, let nothing unholy remain. Apply thy own blood, extract every stain, to get every blessing sin out. For God, now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow, whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.
Amen. Lord Jesus, look down from thy throne in the sky, and help me to make a complete sacrifice. I give up myself from whatever I know. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow, whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.
Lord Jesus, for this I most humbly entreat. I wait, blessed Lord, at thy crucified feet. By faith for my cleansing I see thy blood flow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.
Lord Jesus, thus is I patiently wait. Come now and within me a new heart create. To those who have sought thee, thou never saidst no. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow. Yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Amen.
Amen, and thank you, dear ones. That was beautiful. Well, before we get into our sermon for today, to love the Lord thy God, let us please bow our heads and our knees for opening prayer. Our dear precious Father in heaven, we thank you so very much for accepting us in the Beloved as your sons and daughters, adopting us into your family, the family of God. Dear Savior, we plead for thy cleansing. Wash us of all of our sins, our failures, our shortcomings. Completely remove every idol from our hearts. Justify us, sanctify us, make us perfect in you. Though our sins be as scarlet, in you they can be forgiven and we can be white as snow. And thank you so much for doing so. Thank you, Father, for placing the precious robe of righteousness of your Savior around each one of us. And Father, I pray that you'll pour your Spirit out upon us in rich abundance. And Spirit, please fill us to the full and plant Jesus on the throne of our hearts and open our understanding to behold wondrous things out of your word of truth, the word of inspiration, the love letter that has been written for just such as us who dwell in these last days. Help us not to be careless of our faith, of our walk, of our Savior, but to keep our eyes fixed upward on Him and not downward on the earth, down on ourselves or on any other human being, but focused on the Savior that He may be lifted up as the only one worthy of our love and affection. And thank you so much for making it reality in us and allowing us to indeed be born anew each morning, each day, and become more and more grown into the likeness of our Savior. Thank you for making our salvation possible. And thank you, dear Savior, for not just being the beginning of our walk, but also all the way through to the end. Thank you for being a constant companion and our best friend. Father, we pray that thy presence will continue to be with us, the presence of our Savior and the Holy Spirit as well. And help our hearts to be opened and receptive to the word of life, that not a single precious gem of truth will be missed, but will be recognized for its value and cherished as a precious treasure in our life. We also pray, dear Father, that you will be with those who have requested prayers. Please hear and answer their petitions, especially for the Haynes family, to work in their life, to lead them closer to thee, and to become more fervent in faith and in their walk with thee. We also pray for the friend of the Haynes family that is battling with cancer, and please let their attention be focused on their great physician, Jesus Christ, and to rest in his love, whatever his perfect will is for their life. We also pray that you will continue to be with Brother Weston, that you will continue to keep that situation that he is experiencing at bay. Give him the grace and the strength to handle whatever comes his way by looking unto thee, the author and finisher of his faith. And please also work upon the hearts of those that were harassing him, that they may also come to a knowledge of the truth and to leave off their sins and ways of the devil. We also pray that you'll be with our dear sister Ginger, that you will continue to work in her life and will indeed bring about a full and lasting healing of her condition, but all according to thy perfect will, and help her to rest in thy love without fear of the future and without doubt. And thank you so much for being with her and also with our dear brother Terry and sister Maddie. And thank you so much for shutting Satan out from working in their lives, again, according to thy perfect will. We also pray for our dear sister Osorio, that you will help her in the affliction that she's going through, and that you will allow everything to work out to thy perfect will and glory. And thank you for helping her to rest in thy love and to keep her eyes fixed upward. And thank you so much, dear Father, that we can come to you through Christ in any time of need and know that you hear and will answer our prayers and petitions according to thy perfect will and timing. Thank you for being such a loving, compassionate Father. And thank you, Savior, for leading us back home and delivering us from bondage to the devil. So be with us now, and thank you again for thy precious word of life. In Jesus' name, amen. This is part 23 in our series, To Love the Lord Thy God. And this is in the spiritual aspect. And last time, and I have to ask you your forgiveness for the last time. There was a recording error, and just the first part of the sermon was recorded, and then it just blanked out. And I'm not quite sure what happened. I contacted the software maker and let them know of the problem, but for those that were here in the room or listening on the phone, you could hear it quite well, but when it came to recording the major part of the sermon, it was missing. We know that the devil is going to be doing everything he can to keep the truth from going forth, so I would appreciate your prayers that there will be nothing amiss in the recording of this particular sermon today or in the future as well. But this is part 23 of our series on To Love the Lord Thy God. And last time we discovered that the subject of how to love God is manifested in how we love our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, and that this particular issue of manifesting love to our brothers and sisters in the Lord is salvational in nature. In other words, it involves our salvation. So this will determine whether we have eternal life or eternal destruction by how we manifest love or lack of love to our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. We also saw that there is a godly, self-sacrificing form of love, and this love is rich and true and full of substance. But there's also a human, selfish form of love, which in comparison is shallow and hypocritical and is really just a hollow shell. We then understood that the godly form of love can only come to us from God himself, and this he promises to write on our hearts, this love, and to give us a new and a right spirit if we'll just pray to him to do this for us. It will be done. He'll write this law of love in our heart, our mind, and our soul. So since one form of love is from God above, we also learned that the other form of human love is from Lucifer below. So this means that depending on what form of love we have and manifest to others, will clearly reveal whether God or Lucifer is living and working and moving within us. All because of the type of love we manifest. So as this is true, then you can see that your salvation hinges upon God truly living and working and moving within your hearts, so that the form of love you manifest to others will be godly and not satanic. So this means if you want to be saved, then your love must be real, true, and sincere, not false and hypocritical. But as we learned last time, with so many saying that they truly love one another while their actions prove otherwise, then it is high time for God's true people to stop speaking empty words. Words are easy and cheap to say, but they can be hard and expensive to perform. So if we're really the children of God and the followers of Jesus Christ that we claim to be, and if we're truly led and filled with the Holy Spirit, then let each of us back up our words with corresponding actions and thus prove that our love for one another is real and sincere. And for those that would like to follow along with the quotes that I'll be referring to, you can find these on our website at lightministries.com/ID791.htm. And thank you, sister. In 2 Corinthians 8, verses 7 to 8, quote number 1, "Therefore, as ye abound in everything, prove the sincerity of your love." So we're not just to say we love one another. We're to prove that our love for them is sincere. It's of substance. But exactly how are we to prove our love for one another? What are some practical ways that we can truly reveal our love for one another and prove it to be sincere? And this is what we're going to be investigating into today. So how are we to practically manifest godly love for our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ? If you look at quote number 2, in Romans 12, verses 10 to 16, we are told, "Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another." To prefer means to allow them to go ahead of you. Preferring one another. "Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits." So all of these are different practical ways that we can prove our love is sincere for one another. In Philippians 2, verses 1 to 2 is another text. "If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 11 to 26. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very high in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with an holy kiss. So all of these are ways, practical ways that we can prove our love is sincere one to another, including greeting all the brethren with an holy kiss. What are some other ways that we can prove our love is sincere? If you look at quote number 3, another way is to be unselfish in your finances. In 2 Corinthians 8, verses 13 to 14 and verse 24. For I mean not that other men be eased and ye burdened, but by an equality, that now at this time your abundance may be a supply for their want, or brothers and sisters that were in Jerusalem that were going through a famine, I believe it was. Your abundance may be a supply for their want, that their abundance also may be a supply for your want in the future. That there may be equality. Wherefore show ye to them and before the churches the proof of your love. So what was the proof of the love of the Gentiles for their Jewish brothers and sisters in the faith? To help them when they were in financial need. Also from 1 John 3:17. But whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? So that's another way that we can prove that our love for our brothers and sisters in the faith is sincere. Another way is through humble ministry and service for them. If you look at quote number 4. From Galatians 5, verse 6, 12 through 15, and 24 through 26. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. For, brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. So if we truly love one another sincerely, then we're not going to be biting and trying to devour them through insinuations and doubt and character assassinations and evil surmising and all of that. If we're truly in Christ, then we're going to crucify the flesh with the affections and the lusts. We're going to walk in the Spirit, and thus we're going to have the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, faith, temperance. But if we're trying to bite and devour one another, that is not proving our love for them. Another verse is found in Hebrews 6, verses 10 to 12. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. In 2 Corinthians 12, verse 15, and I will very gladly spend and be spent for you. So again, humble ministry and service for the benefit of others. In Philippians 2, verses 17 to 21, yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ's. So here we have a description of the true, sincere, godly type of love versus the false, human type of love. Paul was willing to offer up himself on the altar of sacrifice and servants for the good of others. But other individuals that claimed to be workers for God cared not to offer up themselves in sacrifice and service to others, but they only cared for their own things. What type of love are we manifesting to others, dear ones, to others of our faith? We're also told in James 5, verses 14 to 15. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. An example of humble ministry and service. And then in Ephesians 4, verses 1 to 3, 14 to 16, and 22 through 32. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Putting off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. So all these verses bring out practical ways in which we can prove our love for our fellow brothers and sisters in the faith, and to show them that we sincerely love them. Now, how do we perform these actions? We can see what the Bible holds out to us as a standard. How do we perform them? How are we to live up to and manifest this true form of love for one another? You know, it's not humanly possible to perform all these actions of love for our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. It's not possible for us of ourselves to live up to the standard. But it's not impossible with God. It's impossible with us, but it's not impossible with God. So how are we to perform all these actions of love? If you look at quote number 5 from Mark 10, verse 27. And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. In Mark 9:23, Jesus saith unto him, if thou canst believe, just like we were learning in Sabbath school, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Lord, help my unbelief. In Luke 18:27. And he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. And then in Luke 1:37, For with God nothing shall be impossible. So in order to truly love one another with this godly form of love, and indeed be able in his grace and strength to live up to this high standard that God has set in the scriptures, we must humbly and sincerely ask God to plant his love within our hearts and minds through the Holy Spirit. But if we instead allow self to live in us, then Satan and all his wickedness would be revealed within us, and thus it will be impossible for us to manifest this godly form of love and maintain this standard in our lives. So we are either manifesting a godly, unselfish love to one another, which then reveals that God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are living within us, or we are manifesting a devilish, selfish love that reveals that Christ, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit are not living within us, that we are Christless and agents of Lucifer one to another. Which do we want, dear ones? Who do we want to be like? What type of love do we want to manifest to one another? So how are we to perform these actions of godly love? By going to Jesus Christ. Allowing him to live and move and act within us. Allowing self to be crucified. That's how it's possible. All through faith. Faith that worketh by love. Now, how often are we to manifest this godly love one to another? We've seen that it's the standard. We've seen that it's possible, but how often is it to be manifested? If you look at quote number 6, from John 13, verses 34 and 5. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. So we're to love one another just as Christ has loved us. And just how often has Christ loved us? In Jeremiah 31, verse 3, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee to me. So then how often are we to manifest this godly form of love to one another of our brothers and sisters in the faith? Just as often as God in Christ has loved us, which is with an everlasting, never-ending love. So this means that we're to manifest this godly love for our fellow brothers and sisters in the faith at all times. And without fail. But just as our walking with God is a learning process, and just as our faith, hope, and trust in God is to grow and increase more and more each day, so the same with our manifesting godly love one to another. Our love for one another is to continually grow and increase more each day as we learn more and more of how to imitate our loving God and Savior in character. It's to grow more and more, to increase, to be manifested more often throughout each day and week and month and year until we are just like our Savior. All through this issue of love. Doctrine is excellent. Truth is wonderful. It sets you free from darkness. But without love combined with that doctrine and truth, you will not gain salvation. Though I had all wisdom and knew every teaching of the Bible by heart, but I lacked charity, true godly love, all that wisdom profits me nothing. That's 1 Corinthians 13. So we are to learn how to manifest this love of God for one another through us more and more each day. In Philippians 1, verses 9 and 10. And this I pray, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. And in Ephesians 4:15, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Now, if you look at quote number 7, since we are to love one another with the godly form of true love, and this is to be at all times and without fail, and with self being the barrier between manifesting this godly love or not, then I hope you can see that the most important factor and the key to loving one another as Christ loves us is by a daily, moment-by-moment conversion to God. Without a daily crucifixion of self and being converted to God, it is absolutely impossible to truly love one another as God loves you, because Satan will see to it that you love self instead, and thus godly love will die in you. So I hope you can see that a personal daily conversion to God and a moment-by-moment crucifixion of self is the key factor to truly loving one another at all times and without fail. And we know that daily crucifixion of self is also the key factor to gaining everlasting life and being saved. That is why this particular subject of how you love one another is salvational. Because without manifesting true love for God and for one another, you cannot be saved. So then, being able to truly manifest this godly love to your brothers and sisters and becoming saved all begins with conversion to God and then maintaining this conversion to God at all times throughout each day. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 31, I die daily. Not once when I was first converted 20 years ago. I die each day. that Christ may live. In Luke 9:23, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. In 1 Thessalonians 4:3-8, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. In Philippians 2:5-12-16, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life. And then in James 5:7-10-12. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Take, my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay be nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. All these things are to be on a daily basis, adding more and more into your life and character, growing into the Lord Jesus Christ. In James 1:27, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. In 1 Thessalonians 5:8, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. In Hebrews 10:22-5, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. And then in Philippians 1:9-10, And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. And dear ones, if we are truly converted and have this Christ-like love for one another, what will this godly love lead us to be willing to do for our brothers and sisters in the faith? You look at quote number 8, Mark 8:35. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. So true godly love will lead us to sacrifice our life for Christ Jesus, but also for others. In 1 John 3:16, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you reveals true, godly, sincere love for others. And just as Christ laid down his life to save us from sin, so we would be willing to lay down our lives for the brethren, that they might come closer to God. The false selfish love would not sacrifice your life for the welfare of others, but the true godly form of love will. What type of love are you manifesting? So we've seen some practical ways that the scriptures bring out to prove our love for others is sincere. But what are some other ways to practically show and manifest our love for brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus? There's other ways, dear ones, and these ways we'll learn next time. God's love is full. It's rich, and there's multitude of ways to reveal it to others. May we do so, especially as we see the end coming. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us truly reveal to our fellow brothers and sisters in the faith that we are united to them in the bonds of love, is my prayer. Our closing song is Blessed Be the Tie That Binds. Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above. before our Father's throne, we pour our ardent prayers, our fears, our hopes, our aims are one. Our comforts and our care.
Are you to us, are you to burdens and often for each other flows the sympathizing tears.
When we asunder part, it gives us inward pain, but we shall still be joined in heart and hope to meet again.
This glorious hope revives our courage by weighing them, while each in expectation lives and waits to see the day somehow. I got that one messed up.
From sorrow, toil, and pain, and sin we shall be free. In perfect love and friendship reign through all eternity.
Amen. And dear ones, this perfect love and friendship reigning through all eternity begins down here on this earth. It's to begin now if it hasn't already begun in your life. This is our proving ground here on the earth. This is where we prove to God that we're safe to take to heaven. And Jesus makes it all possible in our lives. So may we indeed allow Christ to rule within us and reveal this perfect godly love for one another today, beginning now and ever growing as each day passes. And if we're faithful to the end, and we make it to heaven, this true, sincere love that began in our hearts on this earth will continue to grow through all eternity. God's love is infinite. It never comes to an end. It's always growing, and thus it will do the same in your heart. Shall we pray? Our precious Father of love, thank you so much for manifesting this love to us by sacrificing all heaven in the gift of Jesus Christ sent to us. Thank you, Savior, for being a God of love as well, and for manifesting this godly love for each one of us by sacrificing your life, bearing the penalty of our sins that we might be able to live and not die. And thank you, Spirit of Love, for making it possible through the grace and strength from above to have this godly love of our Father and Savior implanted in our hearts, to grow, to be nourished, and will bring about an entire change within us evermore each new day. And thank you for not giving up on us, but continuing to prick us in our conscience and hearts when we're about to go astray or when we have committed sin, reproving and correcting us and instructing us in the way of righteousness. Please don't stop. Forgive us for where we've grieved you, done despite to you, have hurt you. And please help us to recognize your voice above all other voices and to follow it out of love. Thank you, dear Godhead, for making all of this possible through your love. Help us to love you in return. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. Colossians 3:14, and above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And again, charity is true, godly, self-sacrificing love. Amen indeed. So God is love, and those that are born of God manifest this love. Are there any thoughts, questions, comments, any testimonies, anything else that you'd like to share? Any songs or requests?
I'd like to sing a song, Create in Me a Clean Heart, O God. Create in me a clean heart, O God. And renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And uphold me with thy free spirit. Create in me a clean heart, O God.
Amen. Amen. Psalms 51:10. And it has been a long time since I've heard that particular tune for that precious verse. I remember singing it in the choir, but that's going back a lot of years. I don't want to say how many, but thank you, dear sister. That was beautiful. There's another tune to Psalms 51. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways.
I like to sing the hymn, Jesus Loves Me. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gates to open wide. He will wash away my sin, let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me still. When I'm sad or weak or ill, from his shining throne on high, comes to watch me where I lie. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he will stay close beside me all the way. If I love him by and by, he will take me home on high. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
I'm going to continue with Joshua had.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Yellow, red, and black, and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
We mentioned that one door and only one song, and Elaine reached up in the bookcase, her music bookcase, and pulled down a book with the song in it. So I'm going to essay to sing it for your fellow entertainment. And if anybody likes this song, let me know. I can take a picture of it, make a JPEG, and send it to you. One door and only one, and yet its sides are two. Inside and outside, on which side are you? One door and only one, and yet its sides are two. I'm on the inside, on which side are you?
That reminds me of a song we used to sing in Cradle Roll. We had a wood cutout of a big heart, and it had a door in it, and the children would sing, knocking, knocking, wonder who is there, listening, listening, with such tender care, open, open, wide, and you will say, is Jesus knocking tender.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love.
I love to tell the story, more wonderful it seems than all the golden fancies, for all our golden dreams. I love to tell the story. It did so much for me, and that is just the reason I tell it now to thee. I love to tell the story. It will be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love.
I love to tell the story, 'tis pleasant to repeat. What seems each time I tell it, more wonderfully sweet. I love to tell the story, for some have never heard the message of salvation from God's own holy word. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love.
I love to tell the story for those who know it best seem hungering and thirsting to hear is like the rest. And when in scenes of glory I sing the new, new song, 'twill be the old, old story that I have loved so long. I love to tell the story. Will be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love.
Amen. Are there any other thoughts, songs, any testimonies, questions, comments, anything else you'd like to share, dear ones, before we close? Please feel free. Well, dear ones, may God bless. Keep growing in the Lord Jesus Christ, in his love, his light, his truth, and more into his loving character. We look forward to fellowshipping with you soon. Until then, may God continue to be your strong tower, your mighty fortress, the one that you turn to in all times of need, and especially your close best friend. And I'd like to leave you with this scripture song. Behold, behold, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell in unity. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for sistren to dwell in unity. Psalms 133, verse 1. So keep looking up.
I'm sorry it took me so long. I was trying to find that music, but I would like to leave this beautiful Spirit of Prophecy song.
Lord, take my heart, for I cannot give it. It is thy property. Keep it pure, for I cannot keep it. I cannot keep it for thee. Save me and smart of myself, my weak, unchristlike self. Mold me, fashion me, raise me into a pure and holy atmosphere. Where the rich current of thy love, the rich current flow through my soul. Christ, Object Lessons 159.
I've a longing in my heart for Jesus. I've a longing in my heart to see his face. I am weary, oh so weary, of traveling here below. I've a longing in my heart for him.